This is Troy Wagner.
This is Eric Miller.
We are
Ravers for Recovery.
And if you're listening to this,
so are you.
How was your day?
How was your week?
We want to hear from you. Reach out to us by email, info@raversforrecovery.org. And go ahead and connect with others in recovery by joining our Facebook page. And always stay up to date with the latest news by visiting our website, www.raversforrecovery.org.
And now, join us for this week's podcast. Hi.
So what's going on? My name is Troy.
I'm Eric.
We are Ravers for Recovery. And if you're watching this, so are you. You know, we haven't had one of these live videos here in a while.
2 weeks.
We've both been pretty busy. You more so than me, you know, but...
Holidays.
Holidays, you know, Thanksgiving. I went to Boston, Washington, D.C., stuff like that. We thought tonight we'd just cover a little bit about work and recovery.
In recovery.
You know, having a job, being an employee.
Hi, Alex.
Alex, what's up? How are you?
Oh, we're supposed to turn our notifications off, too, because that causes a pause in our video, apparently.
Does it? Yeah. Well, I think it might be a little bit too late for that this time. But, you know, we haven't done this in a while. We miss you, too, Alex.
So.
Yeah, I put, Alex messaged me one day, and I said, I'm work. I said, UPS. She's like, UPS, what's that? So, where have you been working at?
I got a job out at the Walmart DC, man, and kind of pulling orders and shipping freight and stuff like that. So it's pretty physical, but it's nice. I mean, that's the topic for tonight is the work and recovery. It's like not only is it recovery for staying clean and being drug-free, but keeping the mind and the body active and healthy and healthy things. And we were just talking about this earlier. It's like, you know, I sat for 4 months and didn't do anything, but having a job again and being out there and working.
Earning an honest living.
Yeah,
awesome.
Honest living and healthy living. And it's a renewed sense of self, you know, a renewed sense of purpose. Because, you know, now I feel good about doing, you know, the things that I need to do and actually having that money again, which is nice, and not spending it on dumb stuff. And, you know, just having goals, having a future, which that's different.
Yeah.
Way different, you know.
It's hard. It's hard. For me, it's been difficult going from, you know, to be an employee again. I haven't been an employee for a fucking long time.
Right.
I mean, it's difficult. It is.
We were just discussing this too earlier. It's like, you know, we never had responsibilities. You know, we had a responsibility to our addiction. We had a responsibility to our disease.
We did what we needed to do.
We did what we needed to do.
Support our disease.
And we weren't accountable. We weren't accountable to other people. We weren't accountable to our drugs. We were only accountable to our addiction. And being accountable for you know, family, friends or children, you know, bills. Getting us to where we want to be and bettering ourselves in a way that's healthy, constructive, productive, and safekeeping. You know, I don't feel like I'm going to lose everything if this job doesn't come through or if I don't get this fixed or I don't get that fixed.
Something stable, just stability.
Stability,
you know. And recovery, we need to be stable. We need to have stability. I know that Marissa... You know, she works hard. She got advancements to now a supervisor, maybe manager. Also, Alex is on here. You know, she works hard. Picked her up from work a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
It's a process, man. And it's really what it's all about is the process. It's like, you know, the saying is you didn't get here in one day.
Okay.
You know, you're not going to get out in one day. So. It's dedication. It's getting up each day, going, I'm not going to use today. I'm going to go to my job and be on time. I'm going to be alert. I'm going to be present. Being present really is just 9/10 of the battle. I mean, you know, I have an objective now. You know, I want to work, make money, save up, so I can go do the things that I never got to do.
We were using all the money to support
it. We were using all of our money to support the habit. And it was like a snake eating its tail. It was this vicious cycle of just suicide, really.
Yeah.
I mean, self-suicide, killing myself internally. And, you know, it's...
Hey, Haley. Hey, Jessica. We're just talking tonight about work and recovery. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what it takes to do that. And if you could spend, you know, I've heard it a couple times, you know, where it's like, when you wanted to get your fix or you needed your next high, you would do anything no matter what time of day, where it was at, come up with money, however you came up with it, be it legal, illegal, moral, ethically, you know, wrong or right, you know. And if you can do that, we can do this. Mm-hmm. You know, we can do whatever it takes to be better, right, to be healthier, and to feel good about it. And honestly, I don't look over my shoulder. You know, I don't have to worry about where that money's coming from for that next bill or rent or car payment or insurance. If I want to go to the doctor or if I need to go to the doctor or whatnot. You know, before I never thought like that. Never thought like that. And, you know, it really is a blessing that, you know, that there is life in sobriety, a better life.
Yeah, that's been a big issue for mine, for me. They say, you know, no matter how long we're in recovery, it's still difficult sometimes, you know. Just celebrated my 9 months clean. But you're coming up on 6 months soon.
I'm coming up on, I'm 5 now. I got 6 months next month, yeah. My dad's birthday, no less. So awesome. That's a nice day. So.
But yeah, because I keep on romanticizing the job I had in Vegas, the money I made in Vegas and all that shit. Mm-hmm. And now, I don't know, it's just difficult. It's difficult. But I guess, you know, like you said, we didn't get there in one, our life, I don't know. Like, it takes more than just, I've only worked for fucking, 4 days? And I'm already like, yeah.
Yeah.
But well, it is difficult. You know, it's difficult.
We got, well, it's replacing the,
Alex.
It's replacing the old habits with new habits. It's replacing the old self with a new self. Again, you know, we talked about this earlier, you know, it's when that's all you know, it's so easy to fall back into this creature comfort.
Yeah, you've told me that a lot.
And falling back into those creature comforts is, you know, they never got us anywhere. I mean, they were just spinning your wheels. And, you know, forward progression takes time. And it's a slow process, but the more you continue to do it, the better we're going to get, and the better we feel about doing it, and the more reward that comes from it. Because there was, when my only reward was a fix, that really isn't much of a reward. You know, it's kind of like a wolf in sheep's clothing. You know, it was like the only thing it did was prevent me from actually obtaining something better than.
No, thank you, Alex.
You know, it prevented thank me you, from Alex. Obtaining a better version of myself, yeah. And in sobriety and taking these baby steps to get us back to where we need to be the best that we can be, that we know we can be, and that we should be and will be. You know, that's really where it's at. And I like working, and again, you know, I like being able to come home after work feeling like I've accomplished something and go to sleep, you know. And I'm still waiting for that first paycheck, you know. And I think that's where it'd be worth it when I actually see that first paycheck and be like, yes!
Yeah. So, I had my one-on-one with Andrew over at Peak the other day. And I told her I missed the fun of my last job, the job I had in Vegas. I missed the fun and everything. She said, so, just, you can make anything fun. You know, just in its own way, a different way, you can make it fun. So me, and thank God for my driver. I'm a seasonal driver helper right now at UPS, and we've been listening to music, EDM music, all the time. So it's really cool, you know. We get in like, it really makes the day go by faster. Right. So are there any ways there at Walmart distribution where it's been fun, where you can see that it's enjoyable? Like, I mean, the competitive nature probably would do that a lot.
It's just, I mean, anyway, I do 12-hour shifts, so it's just amazing how fast the time goes by, you know? And it's like, I'm not thinking about, like, you know, where am I gonna go? What am I gonna do? How am I gonna get here? It's like, I go, I have something to do. It's like, it's a freedom, I mean, yes, it's work, but it's still a freedom. It's a certain kind of freedom, because now I know I know now that the hard work that I'm putting in is going to be fruitful, that there's going to be something that comes from it. There's going to be a reward at the end. I'm going to be able to take that trip. I'm going to be able to go on a vacation. I'm going to be able to buy the clothes that I want to buy, or get my son, you know, a car, or you know, just those types of things. It's no longer centered around a drug or a fix or a disaster or a catastrophe or any of those nature things. You know, I mean, it's rewarding. You know, and it's like, and it's giving me a new sense of purpose. You know, it's like I now have something to do. I have something to look forward to. I have a place to go.
It's good company. Also, being an employee gets you the health benefits.
I know. I'm looking forward to the medical benefits. I haven't had insurance in probably, oh my God, I know.
And will that be for your son as well?
Son gets covered under insurance as well. Medical, vision, dental. I haven't had that in probably 15 almost 20 years. Yeah, no, 15 years, almost 15 years. And you know, I'm looking forward to that again.
And it will make a difference.
Yeah. Yeah, it will, because you know, I mean, I'm getting older. I'm not a spring chicken anymore.
I guess our addiction, we get used to the instant gratification, and with working a full-time job there, for me, I don't see that instant gratification, but.
No, we were accustomed to accustomed to dismal results. I mean, it was like we almost accepted that lifestyle because it was part of the lifestyle. You know what I mean? I accepted being hungry. I accepted being behind on bills. I accepted not having money.
You because know what I mean? Those weren't easy things to do, but we just got used to them.
Well, and because I could go, and when I went and got high, then I forget about it. So as long as I stayed high, then I didn't worry about them. I didn't have a responsibility when I was high. And I think that's the biggest thing is, like, in sobriety, is like, you get that responsibility back.
You did, though. You did.
You did to a point. I mean, it's like, but not all people are that way. I mean, but it was, I had to work extra hard to get something that I shouldn't have had to work that hard to get to begin with. You know what I mean? Because now I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, it's like the saying, change your way of acting, which will... You can live your way into a new way of thinking, but you can't think your way into a new way of living. So I think, you know, a job does help you, you know.
It does.
Yeah.
And my big model is, and this is for everybody out there, because I say this to everybody, it's the little things you do that you have to do that matter the most when it's too late to do anything about them. So, you know, and it's true, because, you know, it's like, if you spent your last 40 on a 40 sack, you know, and you don't get paid till Friday and it's a Tuesday, you find a way to suffer for 4 days. You know what I mean? Or, you know, in your case, you know, you would just go out and you would work extra hours and whatnot.
Yeah.
But you find yourself, you know, sometimes that doesn't work, you know, unless things go exactly the way they're supposed to go, it doesn't always turn out the way it's supposed to turn out. And that's usually where bad things happen. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, driving 90 miles an hour, you know, in Vegas, or some nights where I didn't get any, I wouldn't get any guys, and I was only working on commission. Driving 90 miles an hour down the highway because I had a bad day at work, that wasn't good. So something steady, I'll never have those bad nights. You know?
Well, we got our new business cards. I know it's backwards, but this
can't
is
really
our,
see it that well on there.
There, it is.
There you go.
The Ravers for Recovery, and it's our business card with all of our music, support, podcasts, and stuff. I know it's all backwards on here, but that's fine. But anyhow, we're... small steps, we're getting there. Troy tell them about the site, the website. We've done amazing work on the website. You should go check it out if you would, please, because he's done some amazing work on it, and it's made it look really, really, really awesome, as a matter of fact. So
thank you. I appreciate it. You know, I've been...
RT! Oh, my God.
So I'll be truthful on this.
Love you, brother.
That a lot of the self-centeredness of the addict in me makes me not realize about some people how they might have more important, you know, where they spend, I don't know what I'm trying to even say, where But I was really self-centered. I was like, where's Eric? Why hasn't he been, where has he been at? You know, what has he been doing? He used to be active in the group. But I forgot that he is working. He's been busting his ass off, you know, so he can have a future for his son and for him. And, you know, be giving your son a car.
This guy right here,
yeah,
RT, is a good friend of mine. One of my best friends, Matt Lawless, is his dad, who unfortunately passed away a few years back. He is in Vegas, photographer, DJ, entrepreneur.
He is in Vegas.
Oh, dude, okay. He's a hell of a musician. If you ever get a chance to check him out, definitely check out RT. He's a guitar player, DJ. He's just extraordinary, man. He's massive. Yeah. He's just awesome, and he's full of life, and he's a fun-loving kid and a young man now, as a matter of fact. You know, it's been a pleasure to get to know him and stuff, and you know, no matter how hard life gets, anybody can make something from nothing, you know, and take adversity and animosity and turn it around into positivity and love and experience. And that's why addicts to me are like the greatest and most strongest people on the earth, because we deal with so much adversity that a normal layperson would never ever really know. Mm-hmm. You know, and a lot
it's
of
like what Angela Pugh said, you know, in one of her podcasts, she does say that being an alcoholic was one of the best things that happened to her. It put her life in motion to help these other people that are suffering from their addiction and alcoholism, you know. So,
well, I mean, being an addict is one of the greatest things that ever could have happened to me, even though it was probably some of the worst moments of my life. It has definitely put in perspective for me the things that I can accomplish now and the things that I can do now and the opportunities and the doors that are open that were never open to me before. You know, and those avenues. I mean, being able to do this. You know, it was always a big thing that, like, I always wanted to go to EDM festivals. I always wanted to go to shows and stuff, but I never quite was able to accomplish that. You know, and to think that we're going to be able to do that now, and then do it in a way that is, we're going to have those memories for a lifetime and not have to worry about. Where was I? What did
we'll actually remember it, right?
You know, where was I at? What did I do? And even more so, is give people an opportunity to actually to come and experience that with us. You know, I mean, Insomniac does that, you know.
I don't know how these people, I don't know how they do everything. Like Pat Ochoa, like how he starts up this sober living Oregon house, and then he does Insomniac Consciousness and Harmonium, and he's traveling all. I don't know how people do that shit.
It's just a will and a desire. The 3 D's: dedication, determination, and desire.
Yeah.
You just gotta want to do it, and you know, and if it's not work, if it's something you love to do, you know, and I think that's really where it's all at. And
I love building the website, working on the website, doing that.
And
stuff.
You did a great job.
I love doing that.
So, you know, and it'll happen. It's gonna happen. Even more so now that we have jobs.
Yeah.
You know, because now it's, you know, I'm looking to upgrade. Actually, I'm going to actually be selling the trailer or trading the trailer in for a nicer trailer.
Oh, really?
So, a little bit more modern, upscale. So I'm looking forward to doing that, being able to fix up the truck in the areas that I wanted to fix it up in. And, you know, now we can start planning for what we want to do future-wise, and building this NPO and building the Ravers for Recovery and building the website and, you know, the merchandise and the logos and stuff, the donations and all that jazz. I mean, it's
a lot.
It is a lot, but man, it's like,
as long as we're doing something every day, or
like what were we doing in active addiction?
Right, true.
You know,
think about that. Yeah, see, my mind.
What positive things did we do in active addiction that makes a difference for anything that we did?
For other people, nothing.
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 But it gave us this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It gave us this, and it put us here. Oh, Amanda. Hey, Mandy. Woo! That's Amanda. She's a good friend of mine. Another good friend of mine from Indiana, who was best friends with my best friend, Dave, who he committed suicide, took his own life, was in active addiction and sober for probably a good 13 years, 11 years, something like that.
So while he was...
Relapsed. He was sober for a long time, and then he relapsed, and then they ended up taking his life, which was unfortunate, because, you know, you have to wonder about the things that you see, and the experiences that you go through, and then to live through them, and then to find out how they play into your own life, and then for you to sit there and go, man, I was really lucky, you know, really fortunate
to make it out, you know,
to make it out. And if you know, and you know, I'm not that, I don't ever want to go back because I'm not that lucky, you know. That was what we were gonna, I was gonna tell you that earlier, we were talking about that. It's like, I don't want to take the chance of jeopardizing my job now. I don't want to jeopardize the relationship that I have with my son, okay, or with my family. I don't want to jeopardize the relationship I have with all my sober friends. You know, I just, there's a, I have a new sense of responsibility now.
I think maybe I'm just lacking that sense of responsibility. I don't know. Maybe not having the children. Like, I look around at the members in the program that do have kids and stuff, and I'm like, well, yeah, recovery would be different if I had them or something, or I don't know. I just gotta.
Yeah, but you're. I mean, you're young and your life is changing. I mean, you look at, you're 9 months. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean,
I'm at 9 months, and then also I look and see that, yeah, I had like 4.5 years at one time. Mm-hmm. So 9 months isn't even the. I don't know.
No, but it's 9 months.
As y'all can tell, I've been having a difficult time with recovery lately. I guess, just yeah.
Yeah.
Being truthful.
It's a daily struggle, dude. It's not easy. It really isn't. Recovery is not easy. It's not like, oh, wow, I'm going to meetings and I'm, you know, I'm walking the walk and talking the talk. It's a daily struggle. It's 24 hours a day, every day, you know, and just for today. And you get up each day and it's like, I'm not going to use today, or I'm not going to drink today. Mm-hmm. And you find a way to be positive, and you find a way to keep your day active. And, you know, it's weird how much more impactful things are being sober, you know what I mean? Before, like, we were able just to escape, you know, and I know you struggled for finding a job there for a while. And
yeah.
How difficult that
so
was.
So if anyone's watching this, or if any of y'all know anyone who is struggling to find a job, UPS does hire people with felonies, people with violent felonies, UPS does hire them.
Right. So. And, you know, finding and just meeting those head on, because they're not as bad as you think they are.
You know what my aunt actually told me today?
What?
She, as I was getting ready for work and everything, she actually said that she's proud of me, that I, you know, I got declined from Sierra Trading Post. I was supposed to start at 2 p.m. 10 a.m. I get a call. It said, due to the nature of my convictions and how recent it has been since I completed probation, that I wouldn't be able to work for them. Allstate told me I couldn't work for them. Other jobs told me my background was a problem, but she said that she was proud of me that I never gave up looking for a job.
Dude, I'm proud of you for not giving up, because it's not easy to go and get denied, you know? I mean, especially when you know that. I mean, not that we want to go into detailed stuff about, you know, everything. It's like, but that wasn't really your fault. You know what I mean? It's not like you committed the crime itself. It's just you were just in the room. You know what I mean?
Right. Not even in the room. I was in the car. Two blocks away.
But still, you have to wonder, like, you know, what is going to come of this? The saying is from the darkest moments in your life, the brightest, greatest moments will come. You know?
Or the biggest thing I think that might come from this is being able to assist people that are going through the things that we once went through.
Right.
The trials of, there. You know, this might be something in the future where someone doesn't know where to get a job, how to get a job, mm-hmm, anything because of their background. I can give them the information that.
Lead by example.
You know.
You know.
Never give up. My the counselors, actually Amy over at Peak and Ari, they said, you know, that I, whenever I share this at aftercare, they said that a lot of people would give up looking for a job, being turned down like that. But
because it's defeating. But you didn't give up, man. And it's like, even though they said no, you still didn't give up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You still persevered. You still went out and you still did it. And now you are working, and that's going to build on your future.
Yeah, a cool thing is that I was speaking to the driver, and he said 90% of the employees at UPS started off as seasonal help.
Yeah.
90% of them. So yeah. It's kind of like a trial.
Because if you do a great job, they'll have you come back. Yeah. You know what I mean? And the fact that you work for them now is is better than just having nothing. You know what I mean? It's always easier to find a job when you have a job.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you don't,
and people did tell me that UPS looks good on a resume, I guess.
UPS looks good on a resume, you know? So,
Oh, my battery says about 15% remaining. So, anything else that you'd like to talk about with work?
Nah, man, I think we covered that. We're about our 20 minutes tonight anyway.
Hey, Sean, what's going on, buddy? So, my battery is about to die right now, but we just did a live feed on working, being an employee in recovery. I guess we got to go to work soon. So.
Yeah, check out the website. Troy's been working on it.
Yes, sir.
Leave some stories, leave some pictures, and thank you for sticking with us, and we'll be back again next week.
Yes, sir. Every Friday, we'll be here. My name is Troy.
I'm Eric.
And this was Rivers in Recovery. You have been listening to another episode of the Ravers for Recovery podcast. I am Troy Wagner.
I'm Eric Miller.
And we are Ravers for Recovery. And if you listen to this, you are too. Go ahead and join the Facebook group, which is growing quickly. You'll find that with keyword Ravers for Recovery. Also, make sure to check out the website. A lot of cool info on there. That's at raversforrecovery.org. Until next time, again, we are Ravers for Recovery.